Juno is eyeing four tracts of land it could annex into the borough. The most controversial piece includes the northern end of Admiralty Island and Horse and Colt Islands, which have a number of mostly seasonal cabins. At least a half dozen people with property on Admiralty Islands, Funter Bay, wrote to the Assembly this month to object.
There's taxable wealth out there that the borough wants to tax, and nobody wants to be taxed because we see no benefit at all from it.
That's Gordon Harrison, one of the owners of a waterfront cabin on Funter Bay. He says if annexed, landowners could expect added zoning regulations over the remote region.
We're Alaskans that have built cabins out there. We don't have any electricity. Most of them, some have some wiring for a generator. Most don't have plumbing. Any kind of a building code would just be a terrible, terrible disservice to people out there.
A Juneau Commission studied annexation options in 2007 and urged that a careful balance, those are the commission's words, should be struck between any new taxes and services delivered. Remote property owners within the borough, such as those on the Taku River, are already unhappy with their level of services, the commission wrote a decade ago. Another Funter Bay property owner is Joel Bennett. He said the borough would need to offer something concrete in exchange for new taxes.
If there were actual services provided to the residents there, to the whether they're part-time or permanent, then I don't think there'd be any question that people would support it. But with no services...
These types of debates play out all over rural Alaska as boroughs look to expand their tax base. The Juneau Assembly discussed expansion back in December and referred the issue to its Lands Committee. The Assembly directed Lands Department staff to write a memo outlining how Juneau could annex new territories.
My name is Greg Cheney. I'm the Lands Manager. I wrote a memo about the city and borough of Juneau expanding out to the model borough boundaries. And the model borough boundaries were established by the state of Alaska several years ago as a guideline for where boroughs should expand to.
These model boundaries are only a guideline and don't hold legal weight. That was demonstrated in 2011 when Petersburg Borough annexed Hobart Bay, which lies within Juneau's model borough. Juneau took its challenge all the way to the state Supreme Court and lost. Cheney says that was a teachable moment.
If we wait and we don't expand out to our model borough boundaries, neighboring communities could rightfully apply to have those areas annexed.
It's a symptom of Alaska's novel unorganized borough, Cheney says. These are unclaimed areas that breed competition between neighbors.
It does tend to pit communities against each other. It tends to pit local governments against people who are in areas that are more remote, who don't want to be in a borough for lots of reasons. We're Alaskans. We like our independence. And so that's not a surprise.
If the Juneau Assembly petitions for the annexations, the state's local boundary commission would ultimately decide the issue. But so far, it's just an outline. The Assembly hasn't put it on the agenda. But that doesn't mean potential affected property owners aren't already on their guard. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.